Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now look up, everybody. Now the Lord has given me threefold of instruction for my session. I want to beg you in the name that is above all names, stay awake. You will never forget tonight in the history of your life. I'm telling you, you will never recover from tonight. And I'm so excited. What an historic ground to be on for a meeting like this. I've read about this place, but to be here is an amazement. Sometimes new generations make mistakes and say there's nothing like God of Babalola. God described himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, indicating continuity. Hey, it doesn't matter how high the current of a river is, when it's cut off from the source, it dries. We may modernize it, but the source is the source. Do you get what I'm saying? We may touch it. I have a large part of my background in CAC. So prayer, fasting, bless God for the world, bless God for excellence. But all those things are costume without the real deal. Do you get what I'm saying? Somebody will leave this place with prayer power. Yeah. Say that amen again loud and clear. Yeah. Sit down for a moment. Oof. Now, how many of us know the story of the man Kenneth Hagin? Daddy Hagin was an amazing teacher, one of the most balanced we have seen. There are men like Kenyon, Daddy Hagin, Toza. And he loved to teach. God kept warning him at some point in his ministry that you are not a teacher, you are a prophet. You know, sometimes we just want to be humble about the old thing. But it came under an attack. Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to give you a scripture. Stay with me. In Luke 4, Jesus went to the temple and he picked to read according to his customs. And the Bible said that they picked, he opened what Isaiah wrote. In Luke 4:18, now he began to read what Isaiah said about him, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners, recovery of sight to the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord, of the Lord's favor. Then he rolled up the scroll and gave it to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, the root word there is not "he began by saying." The root word was "he continued saying." I'm going to show you the meaning of that. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Meaning that everywhere Jesus went to, he announced to them, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Now, you might call me an apostle, but I sit primarily in the office of a prophet. That's why I showed you that scripture. Because if you receive a prophet as an apostle, you will not have a prophet's reward. Because what my assignment in this meeting has a lot to do with that background. The first instruction God gave to me about this meeting, he said, help them interpret the times and the season in which we are. Number two, he said, generate power for the fulfillment of the next phase. Number three, he said, impart. Let me show you a scripture. We set for what God is set to do tonight. I didn't hear your voice loud and clear. I said we set for what God is set to do tonight. While I show you that scripture, something happened in the life of Jacob. He was the one who received the portion of the blessing. Whether he deceived his father, he lied, claimed he was Esau, got the blessing. But that's not God's primary way of blessing his own. So, he became a fugitive. One who was running from one place to another. How can a blessed man go and slave for 40 years for a girl for one night? The Bible said when he was alone, the moment he was alone, he saw a ladder let down. Angels ascending and descending on him. Before that, he picked a stone. Among the stone, his grandfather had used as an altar. He pillowed the stone on his head. Altars don't die. Time may pass. Death may cover them. And that I mean dust. But if you stumble on the place where God has been found, and you dig, you'll find him again. If you stumble on the place where God has been found, what an interesting, and I love that. I need to see that place. Because I know that story, how that he was seated, the real elders were the ones holding meetings. He was not even amongst that category yet. Sometimes when the hand of God is upon a man, the man is not in any position. Position is not necessarily the significance of that hand. Hey, because there are some of you here, nobody knows you, nothing. But that hand is upon you already. And there's going to be a breaking forth. You didn't say that amen again. I said there's going to be a breaking forth. Something is about to be born through you that will not just shake this city, but shake the continent of Africa. I want to say some very serious things. The Bible said the sons of Issachar understood times and seasons, and their brethren were at their command. And the reason why I believe God will have me help you understand the very tricky season that we are is because you have a role to play. And as I listen to what is going to happen, as I get to the point that talks about your own destiny, there's going to be activation right there. You see, you don't, it's not a matter of amen. The moment your destiny is being described, the fire of God will descend. So I'd like you to open your heart. What did I say? Hey, what did I say? Tell your neighbor, open your heart. Because you are about to receive an impartation you will never recover from. What an amazing testimony that on the same ground 1930 revival started, the hand of God came upon me also in 2023. Now, how many of us are, you are observing that something shifted about this season? How many of us are observing? Something, it was like suddenly there was a shift. And it looks like a generation rose, or a generation seemed to be around the corner, or is rising. And that generation is saying, our fathers might have been slaves, not us. The reason why you need to understand what I want to tell you tonight is because if you don't interpret these times correctly, you will not find your place in that generation. You can't find your place in a generation you don't understand. And as critical, as confusing as the case may be, you have a serious role to play. Somebody said, I don't like this generation of people. Look at the way they are insulting fathers on social media. Look at the way they are dragging fathers. I said, relax. They are confused. It is a generation that the church needs to father. But the version of the church that will father them needs to emerge too. You get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen to what I'm telling you. The agitation you are seeing in Nigeria is phase one. Phase two will begin in the church. Do you understand what I'm saying? There will never be a new nation without a new church. I see Nigeria like a caterpillar that is breaking into a butterfly. When God called Moses, what God asked Moses was, what do you have in your hands? He said, a staff. God said, drop it. Became a snake. The staff was sufficient for all the assignment that God will have Moses do. But the moment the assignment began to weigh Moses down, first thing first, God took the spirit on Moses and placed it on 70 elders, shed it upon them. Joshua, the man who always followed Moses behind, the spirit also came upon him. But by the time we were moving from Moses to Joshua, we were moving from rod to sword. We were moving from miracles to contention. There was a movement from staying on the mount to fighting in the valley. There was a movement from waiting on manna to tilling the ground. Because the moment you are shifting from Moses to Joshua, your hands must be trained in battle. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen to what I'm telling you. There is a transition taking place right now as we speak. Are you with me? If you communicate your hunger, we're going to go very far. But if I see that you are tired, I will switch. Okay? But either ways, you'll be blessed. You know, Nigeria is the firstborn of God in Africa. Is it not interesting? Hey, reduce the sound to a large extent. That the nation that is producing the best of everything in the world, best consultants, best doctors, best this, best that, some of the most powerful ministers, Nigeria. the largest gathering of believers all over the world, Nigeria. The largest auditorium all over the world, Nigeria. And yet, look at the battles edging us around. How can we be this powerful and yet disbounded? Do you understand what I'm saying? It is because the devil does not fight anywhere that God does not have interest. The size of our battle is indicative of the size of our destiny as a nation. There is a destiny that must be born. Nigeria means too much to the plan of God. Nigeria means too much. Nigeria means too much. And one of the mistakes we have made, we keep complaining. Why do we have it? Look at, we need believers in high places. We need believers in government house. Hey, excuse me, we have believers there. The problem was that they got there, they were not discipled. Do you understand what I'm saying? We release them to power, we meet somewhere. Well, because the church should gather, the church should process, the church should deploy. We gathered and deployed. We missed processing. And the men became cancers. Hey, there are some of you here that God is passing through trainings. And you will not necessarily hold the microphone to preach. Can I make an announcement? God told me this. I told those in Abuja. I said, bread is coming. Those who have run to Egypt will run back. Nigerians, bread is coming. Right? In Abuja, you can't buy a land for church. You can't. You can't buy land for church anywhere. Even Dunamis did not buy the land in the name of Dunamis. They bought as a real estate. So if you are buying land for church, they'll tell you there is no provision for church in federal capital territory. I called my friend. I said, let's have a meeting. So you guys are apostles in this land. God has sent us here because there's going to be an opening. He's going to break the teeth of the demon holding this nation by the jugular. If you tell me that 2023 is business as usual, I will tell you you don't know God. I want to make the announcement again. You know, there are powerful positions and slots in this nation that, particularly in Abuja, if you are not a Muslim, you can't get them. Wake up. There are some of you that God will is going to put things in you and send you back to systems because there is a need for a Joseph to go and open the door. And while this year was starting, I asked God, oh God, hey, what's the word for the year? He said, study Joseph. The palace will open again. Bread is coming. Those who are holding this nation by the jugular will release her because the set time to favor Zion has come. The set time to favor Zion has come. Now you are asking, what does this have to do with you? There is a lot that has to do. I see God. I don't want to talk too much because the way media has been volatile a few days. Lift your hands. Say it loud and clear. Bread is coming. Say it again loud and clear. Bread is coming. Hey, Kalabadai. Say it louder. Nigeria belongs to God. The set time to favor her is here. Say it again, the set time to favor her is here. Do you know what is happening? There is a generation saying, we are tired of Egypt. Just when that agitation begins to come, you can tell that there's an anointing upon that time And the church must know how to respond. The church must know how to respond. The church, who is the church? You must know how to what? Respond. Because listen to what I'm saying. God is not just going to judge, he's going to judge the political system of Nigeria to the last. The Egyptians you see today, not next year, this year. Say loud and clear, the Egyptians we see today, say louder and better, we shall see them no more. Say it again, the Egyptians that we see today, we shall see them no more. And why is this happening? Because there's a transition from Moses to Joshua. The Bible spoke of the Joshua generation prophetically in Joel 2. It said, behold, an army shall come. There's fire burning before them, and behind them, fire burning. The land before them is as the Garden of Eden. There's an army rising. There's an army rising. That's why some of you are having visions and inspirations on how to go about ministry and different things in a way that is not conventional. You are having burdens that it looks like, why are the fathers not picking these burdens? It is because there are days they've done what they should do to impart you with the grace for you to pick it. It is now your own duty, old Joshua, to be bold and courageous. When God told Joshua to be bold and courageous, it is because what is coming will require courage. Many of you will have to do things that you'll have to walk alone for a while, because they will not be conventional and usual. And you may be insulted, and you may be made to feel that why is it that you are doing ministry on media? It is because the mountain of media too has to be taken by men who are courageous. Be bold and courageous. All the unique visions, the unique methods, the unique styles, the unique burdens that God is placing upon your heart, it is not for nothing. It is not for nothing. You are catching visions about ministry that you can't trace to anybody. You are wondering, why am I alone in this? Why is no one picking the vision? It is because there is a transition, and you must believe it. You must recognize that God has placed them there. Don't wait for someone to start before you start. If a Daniel won't rise, you will not hear of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Somebody must stand up in courage and do what God has placed in their heart to do. You must interpret it well. This is the days for men to pick their swords and not mind walking alone. What is ahead of you requires courage. The battle is not for the timid. And while you are picking those instructions, don't insult the fathers. When you did mathematics in primary school and they taught you 2 plus 2, did you get to university to start doing other forms of mathematics only to say your teachers didn't know what they taught? If they didn't put that building block, you will not be the one in university. You must understand that it doesn't matter how hungry you are. You can't build beyond the curriculum of your generation. The Lord told me, there are many of you that the Lord is placing strange ideas, methods on how to go about the assignment He's placing in your hands. It doesn't look common and you are afraid. And some of you currently are in denominations where they have not discerned the nature of that grace, and what you are going through now is persecution. Some of you have been called behind the doors, insulted. You've been made like you want to hijack the microphone from the pastor. Or you know there's a fire burning in your heart. Don't lose that fire. Don't lose that fire. Tell your neighbor, don't lose that fire. Say it again loud and clear. Don't lose that fire. Say it again loud and clear. Don't lose that fire. Hey, At certain point, I just noticed that beyond, apart from doing ministry and all that, praying, doing all the things I do, I have a unique burden for media. And people around me didn't understand. Sometimes they call for meetings and I get insulted. And I'll be seated in the meeting and I'll get washed. And everybody will know they are talking about me. But I knew it in my heart that this is a unique burden God is placing here. Because a generation is coming, that's where they will pitch their tent. It is important that we have gone ahead of them. Hey, for those of you that God is placing new ideas to in your heart, and the people around you don't seem to be understanding you, and you are afraid. Some of you, God told me you have left the things He asked you to do. Some of you stopped writing. Some of you stopped singing the kind of songs God placed in your heart. Some of you stopped doing the things God told you to do. Some of you stopped the podcast. Some of you shut down your media because you took someone's instruction as yours. And this night is a night of mercy. So you don't fall out of the ministry God is placing in your hands. If you belong to that category, stand up on your feet right now. There's an assignment and a unique touch God gave you. But people around you didn't seem to understand. You are getting tired and getting frustrated. Say, what's the meaning of all this in the first place? Put your hands on your chest. And make a vow, a solemn vow with God. I will not leave it. There are some of you God has given spoken words. Some of you God has given you grace to rap. And you went to a meeting when they say, what is rapping when souls are perishing? And you left it. Close your eyes. Say, Father, I receive mercy. I go back to the place of that grace. Now, I refuse to drop this cutting edge. Now, more importantly, say, I receive the spirit of boldness, both to stand and to execute what you have called me into. I receive the spirit of boldness. There are three ladies. I'm seeing one person. This is a prophetic worshiper. Where is that person? As I speak, the fire of God will confirm my words and it will land. I'm seeing the grace for writing. It's by a mark of fire. I'm seeing graces by a mark of fire. There's confirmation of all these things. I'm seeing a young man with the spirit of wisdom, like Daniel, to administrate. There's a spirit of wisdom. Where is that fellow? By a mark of fire. Hey! Let it sit upon these individuals. I'm seeing someone with the grace to lead teenagers. I'm seeing teenage camp across places. I'm seeing teenage camp. Kale makai tabalakai. Suple hekevito stefrahai da kabish. Kai shahadeke. For the spirit and the bride says come. Fan it to flame. Don't let the devil take what God gave you. You must understand that there is a movement. There is a transition as we speak. And the weapons of war are changing. The instruments of oppression are changing. New men with new applications, new methods, new dimensions are rising from across the place. Hey. Mantles have been given to the church once again. Revival is happening in the church once again. For the church to become, for the mantles to return, for the saint to become a tabernacle of the age. Hallelujah.
Daniel's arising in the church once again. David's arising in the church once again. For the church to become, for the mountains to return, for the church to become a tabernacle of the age. Aye, aye, yo, aye, yo, aye, aye, yo, aye, aye, yo, aye, yo, aye, aye, yo. When God is orchestrating a transition, listen. When God begins orchestrating a transition, methods begins to change. Methods begin to change. And that's why God showed Peter a vision. And he showed him different creatures let down from heaven. And he said, kill, rise, kill and eat. And Peter said, I can't eat what is unclean. God came again and said, Peter, rise, kill and eat. He said, I can't eat what is unclean. The third time. And the sheet left. What Peter did not realize is that where your flexibility stops, your ministry stops. Where your flexibility stops, your ministry stops. God was moving from just the Jews. He was coming to Gentiles. It was after then Paul received the mantle. There are some of you that God is demanding flexibility from. There's a twist. And you've got to catch it. Because it is the move of the Spirit. There's a change in dimension. It looks like God was moving and suddenly turned aside. And now you have to do what you have once spoken against. Because you spoke in the days you were not mature. And God is telling people, rise, kill, and eat. Because he's moved. Hey, there's a movement. 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 And different dimensions of graces. Men and women representing different things will be rising in this moment. I see campus fellowships on fire. On fire. Mark of revival that can't be broken. Different graces activated. Kale kai da bahakadesh. Kele butos. Inahai kabeto toke. Sigili mahai da kabe. Sublahai katende kebi. Subene katabalakai da bahai. Hey, look up everybody. Let me give you this illustration. Can I have 7 men quickly? Okay, all of you face here now. Stand a straight line like this. You can come to my front.
Mantles have been given to the church once again. Revival is happening in the church once again. For the church to become, for the mountains to return, for the host to become a tabernacle of the age.
Now look at this. Can I have a mic? Thank you. Hey, there are things I'm careful to say because I want you to get the interpretation. Do you know as powerful as Moses was, he never entered the promised land? Joshua didn't seem to have all his encounters, but Joshua could lead them there. I was telling my boys, look at the way people are insulting Pastor Adeboye on Twitter, calling him names.
So that's the price of fatherhood. Sometimes I wonder how can God trust a man with that stature, this kind of country. But that's God. And the Bible even talk about those of the Hall of Fame of Faith that they look forward to a city whose builder and maker is God. If you look at this generation, you will think God's investment is wasted. If you judge by the flesh. Because it's a very strange generation. And I've chosen to understand and know that whether they are doing it right or not is a move of the Spirit. When you look at from behind, you look at generations like Apostle Babalola. Then you come, you look at, let's talk about people like Paez GLT. See, this is a militia. Then you come, you look at another powerful generation, men like Archbishop Benson Idahosa. Then you come, look at another amazing generation, men like Pastor Iya Adeboye, Daddy Kumuyi. Then you come, you look at men like Bishop Oyedepo, Bishop Francis Waleoke. You look at these men. Then you come here, you look at people like the Pastor Paul Enetches, Dr. David Ibiomi, Pastor Kojo Emade. I'm not, alright, just know what I'm saying. Amazing. Huh? Then you now look at this generation. If you compare this generation with this one, can they stand beside each other? So if care is not taken, it looks like as the generation is increasing, something seems to be dropping. Talk to me. Let's be honest. It looks like the testimonies we heard about what God did for Babalola and all that. Man, this seems to be happening again. And whenever I make this illustration, I like to use the picture of a relay race. So let's assume this is a race. You want to arrange from the back. But if you see a good team, look at our Commonwealth. This Commonwealth Games, the mixed relay race. Nigeria came last. How many of you saw it? Nigeria came last. You know what they did? They started the race with men. Other nations started with women. They now put a lady at the final lap. Meanwhile, you need someone who has strength, who is a man, at the final lap. So, we were in front until the girl took it. And every nation overtook us. And when I watched that race, I said, you put the best in your team at the final lap. So why will God put us at the final lap? Do we look like it? But there's something you are missing. In each generation, what you think is that batons are handed over. This is what you see. This is what you see. This is your focus. But this is what you don't see. Every next generation is a combination of the old plus new. 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 So when it gets to this guy, he is not alone. He is carrying the encapsulation of what God has done. So if you look at this generation, hey, don't go away. The devil comes at this guy and says, I know you are weak. I know you don't pray like them. I know, hey. But it's coming in the spirit of just men. If God has placed you at this time, and it means there is something about you you don't know that God knows. There is a level of strength you can wield. There's an energy you were designed to carry that the only person who have not found out is you. God has not made a mistake by choosing you. And guess what? You will not fail his agenda. You will do it. You will finish well. And you will not be a reproach. God is going to give himself a name to you. If there's anyone here walking with a consciousness of failure, I have come to announce to you, you cannot fail God. You know why? The greatest power in the universe is backing you up. You are not going to fail him. I say again, you are not going to fail him. I say it again, you are not going to fail him. Now, listen. There are some of you that the only reason you have doubted if somebody like you can ever be used by God successfully is because you have found yourself in the midst of battles you don't even understand. You wonder, why should someone like me be born in this kind of family? Why should I be the one facing all this problem? I went to a school, I can't even go out and say this is the school. But if it's so, God can make a name for himself that he calls forth the things that be not. He uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. God is about to use you to shock your generation. And listen, it is not going to be about your family name, your school name, the number you belong to in the family. It is going to be about his grace. Your testimony will be the testimony of what grace can make out of a man. It is the testimony of what grace can make out of a man. What grace can make out of a man? What grace can make out of a man? Some of you have been, if they were to select those that look like will become something, they will not even select you. But I came and I see the finger of God on people's lives. Ah, I see men rising. Listen, there are some of you eating here. You will lead apostolic ministries that will shake the world to its foundation. There are some of you here, God is prepared. And the moment God was telling me, I sat down here. The moment God told me that, he said the same thing. The moment God told me, Pastor, just picked up. There are some of you, God is preparing for nations. You may be starting locally, but there's a destination. Hear what I'm saying well. Hear what I'm saying well. Hear what. So don't ever sit back and say I'm a child. And what can God make out of someone like me? A new story of grace is being written. Now listen. Some of you watched the movie Enoch, and you could feel yourself in a script. Something told you that a generation is coming to watch you. You did not realize. You might be hidden somewhere. You might not be the one holding the mic. But there's a story God is writing. It is the testimony of grace. I have come to announce that the light of God's presence will rise upon those men that God is raising as functionaries. Now hear what I'm saying loud and clear. You will stand up on, why are you seated? Hey, are you pregnant? You are young people. Except those who are carrying children. Hey, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Lift your two hands to heaven. Now, listen. I am not going to hold back. There's going to be a mighty rushing wind across this place. People will be sealed for the miraculous. Young man, God is going to use you. I see God working miracles through you. I see God working miracles through you. I see God working amazing miracles through you. There's a very strange grace coming upon your life. A very strong apostolic grace. I don't know you from anywhere, but God is going to use you mightily for his glory. Who is Moses? Come. Moses. Come. Shakatarakush. Is there anyone here whose son name is okay? Okay, come. Shakatabarai Cafe. Hold on. Okay. Come. Shakatarakus the Fledish. Rakashada Kradesh. Where is Joshua? Hey, come. Where is he? He was holding the mic. And hey, God spoke to me about you. God spoke. God spoke to me about you. The hand of God is so strong upon you. I don't like to give prophecies publicly. Hey, but the hand of God is strong upon you. And I know I have that this permission. The hand of God is very, very strong upon you. God showed me the picture of when Archbishop Benson Daosa was doing ministry. Pastor Peter Akilome was behind the camera. God took him from that place. Said to him, God is going to use you mighty. Going to use you mighty. Pray in the Holy Ghost, everybody. Pray in the Holy Ghost loud and clear. Loud and clear. Loud and clear. Amen. All of you here are Moses. Okay. Okay, okay. No, the okay is a son name, not a name. That's your son name. Okay. No, the Moses God is telling me came specifically with tears in his heart for an impartation. So,
yes, sir.
It's not, do you understand? You're okay. Your place. What about you? What are you doing there? Moses. Lift your hands where you are. God is going to do what He's going to do. Lift your hands. Please stand behind them. I stretch my hands towards you. God said, tell Moses, the fire I've placed within him will spread to the hands of the earth. It will spread. 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 Father, I stretch my hands towards your children. Please stand behind them. By a mark of fire, I ask at this very minute for fresh impartation. Touch them from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost be fresh. Help him up. Fresh. I speak by the operation of God's fingers. Let the hand of God come upon you today and set you up for your own generation. Freshness. Who is okay? No, not a lady, sorry. But where are you? Hey! Ibadjo, where is Ibadjo? Is Ibadjo around here? Okay. Huh? Ibadjo, is he? Okay. That's not the question. Who is from Ibadjo? I know them. I don't. Ibadjo is not Osun State here. Come quickly. I'm hearing the name Adejoke. Where are you? Joke. Quickly, quickly. Don't waste my time. Don't waste my time. Hey. Shakatabaraika. Hey, where is that person? Who is Joke? 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 Hey, wake everybody sleeping. Who is Joker? Are there people who are afraid of prophecies and say, ah, what's going to happen? Is someone in front already? I heard that name. All these names. God gave me these names for a specific reason. Joke. Is it Ade Joke? Okay, is that the person? Ade Joke. Who is that person? Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Come. Okay. Are you shy? The hand of God is coming upon you mightily. And the Lord said, I shall decree an end to a siege in that house. I speak as one representing God. Lift your two hands. As a mark of contact, I end the siege in that family. And I ask that from you, a new stream is flowing. A stream of the Spirit and a stream of grace that will do effortlessly what others have done with struggles, says the Lord. The Lord said, I have placed my grace upon your head to break the woven and interwoven protocols of delay and struggles. He said, I will make your journey fast. I will give you speed. You will outrun horses, says the Lord. A new stream of the Spirit is breaking through from you. New stream! By the finger of the Lord. And I ask as a mark of what God is doing from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. There's fresh fire. From this moment you begin to prophesy. Touch! Freshness. Listen. Look at me. Come here. Mark my words. God is bringing you from behind and putting you in front. And it will not be by your calculation. He's bringing you from behind. And I've seen you have wept that some people you began together seem to have gone ahead and wondering this and wondering that. God said, step by step. The journey may seem to be slow now, but you will outrun, says the Lord. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Hey, lift your hands, everyone, everywhere. Ask for the unique empowerment to function in this generation. Unique empowerment, 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 unique empowerment. What your destiny needs to speak. Decree from today that yoke is broken. Break now! Broken! Break! In the name of Jesus. Now hear me. The Lord said I should pray for some of His children. You are carrying so much heavy promise, but it looks as though the devil is standing beside you to withstand it, that it will not come to pass. you are having struggles that is choking the weight of what God wants to do in your life. Nobody, listen, I'm not asking you to tell us the kind of struggle. You listen to what I'm saying. You know it. That what God is preparing for you is not a small thing. But it looks as though there's the devil has insisted that because of this struggle, you will not master prayer, you will not master study of the word consistently. It looks like something is saying you will never come out. I'm giving you 30 seconds. Rush out now. Rush out now. Please help.
Mantles have been given to the church once again. Revival is happening in the church once again. For the church to become, for the mantles to return, for the host to become tabernacle of the ancient. Deborah's arising in the church once again. Esther's arising in the church once again. For the church to become, for the mantles to return, for the host to become tabernacle of the nation.
Now, get up on your feet, everybody. I'm going to show you a scripture. Listen, listen, listen. I want to beg you in the name of Jesus. Once I show you this scripture and I show you the prayer you will pray, you will pray in a way you have never prayed since you've been born. Do you get what I'm saying? Yokes will fall. Can you imagine your life without that limitation? See how far you would have gone. The devil knows how dangerous you can be. Hence the reason why he's fighting you with yourself. Zechariah chapter number 12. I'm just going to read quickly. Zechariah chapter number 12. Verse 8. Zechariah 12:8. On that day, the Lord will shield those who live in Jerusalem, so that the weakest, let me read from Amplified. In that day will the Lord guide and defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And there's someone here amongst you. I heard the Lord saying, Samson, your hair is growing again. Your hair. The Lord said to tell you, I am not done with you. He said, I am not done with you. And the hand of God is coming upon that individual. The hand of God is coming. There's something happening to your heart. Now look at this. In that day the Lord will defend the inhabitant of Jerusalem. And he who is spiritually feeble and stumbles among them in that day shall become strong and noble like David. The weakest amongst us will be as strong as David. Just seeing you well. Wow. I was still checking out for you 3 days ago online.
See me after the meeting. Amen. Hey, lift your hands, everybody. When the hand of God comes upon you, the weakest amongst everyone here will be as strong as David. And the house of David, like God. You will decree loud and clear. There is nothing called weakness within me again. I pull it off. Remember, you are to pray like you have never prayed before. Pray like you have never prayed before. Pray like you have never prayed before. I put it off by the Spirit. There shall be no wheat amongst us. There shall be no people amongst us. There shall be no people amongst us. There shall be no weaklings 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 amongst us. None shall be weak amongst us. None shall be feeble amongst us. Have been all weak amongst us. Let get table the cables. You have 30 more seconds. Pray, pray, pray. Like your life depends on it. Let get table from rebels. There shall be none weak amongst us. 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 No feeble amongst us. The house of David will be as mighty as God. The weakest amongst us will be as mighty as David. Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. We're going to sing this hymn. Sing it with conviction. Sing it with conviction. Two more times.
aloko igbekun wa o so wa dalayo ninu iparun lo ti wa wari o mu wa pada wa sago ati ri gbala ofe awa ti o ba sale. The Lord said to me, he said, tell them I have poured my grace upon their lives and I'm sending them forth to the ends of the earth. The Lord said to tell you, fear not, for I'm with you as a mighty, terrible one, says the Lord. Fear not. Today marks an end to years of siege and plagues. Stretch out your hands, everyone standing here. Oh, sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. That again, again, and again, and again, you will empower your sons and daughters. He said, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters will prophesy. The old men will dream dreams in those days, says the Lord. That there will be an outpouring of the spirit. A mighty outpouring of the spirit across your children. That none shall be weak amongst them. None shall be weak amongst them. Eh shaha ka benisto krade. Likom belisho kam bahai. Eh yen de kren de kopa de kredish. Now, hold on. Everyone lift up your hands. Hey, give me your jacket. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Lift up your hands, everyone. Now, communicate your hunger to God. For fresh impartation of the Spirit. Fresh. I don't know how hungry you are. I don't know if this meeting means much to you. Who is Tolu? Tolu? Among those in front. Tolu, come forward. Tolu? Shele Kraha de Kredish. Stand up. Stand up. The hand of God is coming stronger upon you. Are you also told? Shele Krede. Shele Krede. There's fresh impartation today. It will not be business as usual. There's a new... See, you will not have to push to see the result. Stretch your hands. I stretch my hands towards you and I decree by a mark of fire today, the hand of God comes upon you for the next phase of what he has called you to. Take it now by fire. Touch her. Touch from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Fire. Ever, ever. New impartation of grace and of the Spirit is coming. There's a new level of ease with which you function. Hold up. Shekada bala kate. In Jesus' name we're praying. There's a young man in the crowd that God is preparing to lead a prayer movement. A prayer movement. Very, very strong prayer movement. As we speak, there is a nudge. You've been writing notes of the things God has been saying about it. Rush forward now. Listen, you are here. There's a prayer movement brewing. Come.
Shakata. I believe. Right, come. How many of you?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
There's one of you that is not just a prayer movement, but I'm seeing a prophet. Lift up your hands. I'm seeing a prophetic grace. This is not just prayer movement that is apostolic, it's prophetic grace. And I'm seeing burden for intercession and priesthood over territories. There's prophetic grace. There's prophetic grace. There's prophetic grace. As I speak, those individuals, by a mark of fire, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, receive fresh impartation wherever you are. 1, 2, 3. Take it now. Touch, 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 touch. The prophetic grace. The Lord opened my eyes. Listen. And I saw a time that football viewing centers became empty. And they were wondering, where are our youth? And I heard from different parents, they have gone to pray. 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 I stretch my hands towards you and I decree, all of you stretch out your hands, by an impartation of the Spirit, the grace needed to break into what God is preparing you for, by a mark of fire. Take it now! Take it, take it! All over! Touch, 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 touch! By a mark of fire. You will never remain the same. 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 What's your name, my friend? Come. The Lord said He's placing upon you the spirit of seeing and knowing. Seeing and knowing. By a mark of fire touching. That grace will not leave you. Seeing. You will know things supernaturally by the hands of the Spirit. The Lord has told you, like Abraham, go to where He has sent you. You don't need confirmation, you need faith. You did not need this confirmation. You needed to have trusted Him. And everything will follow. Everything. Touch Him. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's a reason your hand is shaking. Shahakafe hedekeli shinte. Sukahabale stekredekos. Pendekufrahabeli stekredish tabalahai. Keposta fredish. Lord is making your shoulders strong to carry load and carry responsibilities. 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 Stand strong, says the Lord. Stand strong. Stand strong. Unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and present you spotless. Stand strong, says the Lord. Oh, we give you praise, Jesus. We give you praise for what is breaking out. We give you praise, Jesus. Sir, I do not know how we can thank you enough, sir, for this kind of meeting. You know what God does? What God does is that He plants graces in meetings. Such that you will discover that different men have risen from a territory, but they all have testimony to the same meetings. Hey, it is the divine wisdom of God, so He can sift out the proud and receive the humble. In the days of transition, never be too big to put your head under showers. this meeting that God has called, it is because there is a new breed of people that must emerge by a strong hand. How will God break the journey of one man from going to America and say, come to Elisha? Is it not so you can rise? Hey, what God told you, don't be afraid. Don't bother about resources. When he says, go, go. I don't know you from Adam, but you and I know what I'm talking about. Hey, Jesus Christ. Something has touched you this morning. Something very strong. I don't know who amongst you. Please close your eyes. The Lord, how can God call you to raise men of prayer and the devil is attacking your prayer life? Do you mind if you are humble enough? Who is that person? Come forward. Ish. Ish. I don't just lay hands on people. I like to just speak the word. 1, 2, 3, 4, I suppose. From today, like Peter said, such as I have, give I thee. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. You will not be able to stop. Begin to pray. Fasting becomes your food. Effortlessly. Effortlessly. By the finger of the Lord. Touch him now. No struggle. Stretch out your hands. No struggle. In the name of Jesus. No struggle. Jesus. Hey. Is there someone here who specifically saw a vision about this meeting ahead? God showed you a vision about this meeting ahead. Where's that person? You saw a vision ahead. God showed you something about this meeting. I'm going to move on if you don't come forward. Quickly. Where's that person? Come. There's a reason why God showed you. Yourself. What's your name? Victor. I want to pray for all of you for baptism of fire. It is fire that makes the difference. It is only a cold altar that flies can perch on. Is there anyone here hungry for fire? Are you sure? Are you sure? Is there anyone here hungry for fire? All eyes closed. Where is that medical student? You are struggling with fear. Close your eyes, everybody. Where is that medical student? You are struggling with fear. Come. Never be afraid. What are you studying? Who else? Do a medical question. What are you studying? What are you studying? All of you are battling with fear. Huh? I would have loved to probe further, but because this is my time, there's somebody amongst you who said it amongst your friend. You said it again and again. It will never be my portion. I will marry a man of God. Never be my portion. Never. You are implicated. I said, tell my daughter, stop running. You get what I'm saying? Stop. Stretch out your hands, everybody. From today, I rebuke the spirit of fear. Stand behind them. I ask that the spirit of boldness, from the first person to the last, the spirit of boldness and audacity of faith. Who amongst you is a leader? I'm still a fellowship leader. Who is that? Audacity of, not the major leader, but you are a part of the leaders. Who is that? Are you shy? The Lord said to tell you is amplifying your voice. Amplifying your voice. I rebuke that consciousness that makes you feel unworthy to stand in God's presence. I rebuke that spirit. I say, take your hands off her.
No!
By a mark of fire. Rebuke it. From today, fresh insight. Fresh insight. Fresh insight. I'm seeing a student that managed to come for this meeting because you currently have a receipt. There's an exam you have to rewrite. And it's been a major problem. Do you mind? Rush out quickly. Quickly, 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 quickly. There's an exam you have to rewrite. If you're in front, raise your hand. Let me know you. I will move on if you don't come. Come. Thank you, Jesus. Have I prayed for you? I decree right now the spirit of boldness. The spirit of boldness. You will never be afraid. Stretch out your hands. You will never be afraid. Not any day in your life. You will never be afraid. You will never be afraid. In the name of Jesus. I speak over you. You are made strong. You are made strong. You will not break down again. You will not break down.
Strength!
Boldness, in the name of Jesus. Boldness. Boldness. Audacity. Audacity. If God has warned you about certain relationships, avoid it before it marry you. Do you understand what I'm saying? What's your name? Huh? Good. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. Hand of God is upon you. Spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus. Audacity of faith. 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 In the name of Jesus. Those who are writing, I speak, you will never fail. Never. You will fail. In the name of Jesus. My friend, stretch out your hands. From today, I stand as a prophet called of the Lord. I break the seal. In every aspect, I break it. Command it broken. Finger of God. In the name of Jesus. It is done. Please go back to your seat. Now, listen, those of you in front, I want to pray for you. Is there anyone amongst you who is desperately tired of the level you are and you need the fire of God? I don't know how hungry you are. Are you sure? Nobody can help you beyond your hunger. Are you sure? How serious are you? Thank you, Father. Lift your hands, everyone. One of the things God is going to be doing as I pray is that there will be clarity. Okay? Some of you will hear the things you've not been able to hear before because of distraction. Okay? And then there will be enablement. You will not just hear them, now you will receive the power to execute. Is that okay now? Now there are some of you that God has given instructions on campus in your environment that you have not been able to do because you have not generated enough current to power it. And as I speak right now, faith is rising in your heart. Faith is rising in your heart. Faith is rising in your heart. Amen. So when God is saying faith and he's speaking specifically to faith, I don't know which faith. Because that word is a specific word to you. Very specific word to you. Very specific word to you. Lift up your hands, everyone. I want to give you 30 seconds. You will raise a shout and communicate your hunger. Because by the time I start praying, it's going to be about your hunger.
If I don't pray, Satan will make mess of me. I will pray, I will pray, I will pray,
I will pray, I will pray.
If I don't pray, Satan will make mess of me. I will pray, I will pray, I will pray. Holy Ghost, allow my head to touch you. Holy Ghost, don't let me be normal. Holy Ghost, allow my head to touch you. Holy Ghost, don't let me be normal. Holy Ghost, allow my head to touch you. Holy Ghost, don't let me be normal. Holy Ghost, allow my head to start.
Holy Ghost, don't let me be normal. Holy Ghost, allow my head to start.
Thank you, God. We bless your holy name.
Emi orun so kale owo be waro emi orun so kale owo be waro rojo iku kure lewa ni ori. Kai de mukupana hai, ekilo belisho kavalete, kende mukupana babe, eligo belisho barakai. Let there be a flow of fire across this place.
Lift up your hands, everyone. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and may ye lift up the everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Lift up your hands, everybody. Lift up your hands. For my right, are you ready for the fire of the Holy Ghost? Are you ready for the fire of the Holy Ghost? Lift up your hands, everybody. Reduce the noise. Are you ready for the fire of the Holy Ghost? I decree right now, by a mark of fire, from my right to the middle, down to the left, let there be a flow of fire. Touch, 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 touch them. Fire, 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 fire everywhere. Let there be a flow. Fire of the Holy Ghost. All over this place. As a mark of fire. Touch. By a mark of fire, let there be new surge, new awakening, 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 awakening of the Spirit, impartations of fire, baptisms of fire. Everywhere prayer ceased, by a mark of fire, let there be revival. Let there be revival. As I speak, every category, I release angels for definite touch. Everyone who have battled with prayerlessness right now, receive the fire dimension for prayer. Touch, 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 touch. Kill the Bukai Batai. Kashakabani Shete. Elakai Dafrandish. It will never be said of you again that you became cold. It will never be said of you again that you became cold. It will never be said of you again that you became cold. By a mark of fire, touch them. Now I speak activations. Those of you seated, I don't know why you are seated. Some of you should be amongst them now. And I'm going to pray for those who have callings. I speak activations. There are worshippers amongst us whose voice should be heard. But there are some of you who need to enter another dimension in that operation. You are doing it at a level. But there's a new dimension right now. As I speak, those who belong to that category, worshippers, entering prophetic atmospheres, betting realities, grace to bet presence. As I speak, by a mark of fire, let that dimension hear my voice and respond right now.
Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water.
who are already doing ministry at a level. I am seeing the grace for every atmosphere to be contagious with the presence. That whenever you show up, God shows up. I don't know why God is pointing my attention to that direction, but I stretch my hands. If there are people, stretch your hands, everybody, this direction. I see the grace to carry the presence of God. I'm going to count 1 to 7. It's going to find expression on 7 vessels. The grace anywhere. It doesn't matter how dry an atmosphere is. When you show up, it shows up. I will count 1 to 7. The fire will fall. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. God is separating you for himself. He's bringing you out of every pattern that should have slowed you down. Now, hear me. Generally speaking, I'm going to pray that the fire of God will visit all your operations. Are there campus leaders here? I was told to. Campus leaders, lift up your hands where you are. Now, just campus leaders. The fire of God is locating you all. One. Come. Come up. Victor, right? Campus leaders. You know, there's a dimension you carry, you know you can never remain the same again. Everybody stretch out your hands. From this moment, such as I have, I give. Are you ready for it? 1. I'll count 3. And there's going to be a wave of the Spirit that will come upon you right away. 1, 2, 3.
Take it now! Touch! All over campus! All over, it's on you. Touch, 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 as a wave of the Spirit. Touch, touch, touch. Help them. It's already on your head. It's already on your head. Sit. As a wave of power. When you get back to campus, new operations of the Spirit. Help them. I need men. New operations of the Spirit. New operations. Katus, kele makai takai. New operations of the Spirit. Touch. New operations of the Spirit. Help him. Fresh new operations of the Spirit. Katush.
Akalabakai. Kelemotush te kredemotekish. Heli shekrende kumbra atai. Kelekumbratish te krende roko shente. Jesus. Helemote kisto fahadesh. Jesus. Fresh operations of the Spirit. 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 If hands have been laid on you, go back. Fresh operations of the Spirit. Fresh. Mark of God's fire. Shake it, Rogo, shake it, Rogo, shake it. Shake it, Rogo, shake it, Rogo, shake
it. Fire!
Katush, Kelebakai. Palukai, the Parakashi. Jesus. A mark of fire. By a mark of fire. By a mark of fire. By a mark of fire. God's operation with you will not stop on campus. No, it will not stop on campus. By a mark of fire. By a mark of fire. By a mark of fire. By a mark of fire.
Touch!
Fresh. Fire.
Freshness!
From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Fresh. The hand of God is strong upon you, young man. The hand of God is fresh upon you. Very heavy. Hold it. By a mark of fire.
Touch me.
By a mark of fire.
Kale motos.
Raise it, ready, Rugo.
Get a motis. Sakaba de Keros.
By a mark of fire. By a mark of fire. Mark of fire.
Touch.
Freshness. 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 I don't know the fellowship that has a conference just... I'm seeing an outbreak through a conference that is starting soon. Shakai, that brought her freshness. 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 Jesus. Oh, we give you praise. Give you praise, Jesus. Thank you. Are there leaders of Corpus Fellowship or something? That's the final thing that was. Anybody? NCCF leaders or in town? Are they here? No. Okay. Father, I decree what you have done through this meeting is settled. It's settled. I know different graces are connected here. Join hands together. Different graces, different callings, different ministries, different operations. Make sure every hand is connected. I use you as point of contact to everyone. Every calling, every grace, every ministry that needs the touch of God, every life. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. The final thing I will do is to pray for the sick, for healing. Every life that needs the touch of God, I command. As I use you as point of contact, close your eyes, everybody. Let the fire flow through the hands. Through the hands. Now you begin to see the hands of some people shaking. They want to cut. Just help them. Let the fire flow through the hands. Across from the front to the back. Let there be a visitation everywhere visitation is needed. Let there be impartations everywhere impartation is needed. Help that person. Help her, help her, help her. Help her. Don't let go. Help her. I ask that there will be no spiritual dullness. There is sharpness of the Spirit. Sharpness. 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 We give you praise. We give you praise, Jesus. We give you praise. Some of you are feeling like your hands and legs are burning. Like your hands and legs are burning. There's somebody that has been burning, you've been, like you want to run. Hold, please. You'll see what I'm saying. Just help them. Like you want to run. There's something burning. Your legs are just shaking. You can't help it. That's the Spirit of God upon your life. That's the Spirit of God. Some of you are seeing the operation of the miraculous. It's like your hands are hot. Your hands are off. For some of you, it's like a hand is on your head. Some of you, it's like a hand is... Help them. Just help them. It's like a hand is on your head. For some of you, your lips are just shaking. Your lips are shaking. Your lips are shaking. You can't help it. There's a shaking. You just... See, shaking, shaking, shaking. That's the finger of God. Some of your heart is burning. There are some that hands were laid on you, but you can see it. Since the moment there's it, it's been hot. It's been hot. That's a major impartation. That's a major impartation. You must go and fan it to flame. You must go and fan it to flame. Thank you, Jesus. Now, quickly before I leave, anyone who came here with any sickness, no matter what it is, whether lumps or any kind, whether you've seen a lump, whether you've seen a growth, whether something you came here with, in 1 minute, put your hands in that area. I'm not telling you about healing you will see tomorrow. You will see it now, now, now. Now, whether you came with sore throat, you came with different things, put your hands there. Now, now, now. Abdominal issues, knee issue, one leg short, one leg longer, touch it. Long-sightedness, short-sightedness, partial deafness. Deafness in one ear, put your hands in the one that is not deaf. You have one ear can hear, the other ear can't hear. Put your hand in the ear that can hear. Do so quickly. You have eye issue, eye defect, put your hands there. You're going to see the healing immediately. Not next year, not now, now, now. I'm going to pray simple prayers. Very simple prayers. Very simple prayers. You know the condition before I begin to pray. The moment you can see it is lifted, join me on the altar. Now I stretch my hands towards everyone who came here with sickness of any kind. Growth, lumps in the breast, knee issue, appendicitis, ulcer, asthma, long-sightedness, short-sightedness, deafness. I command. I cast the root of those sickness and I cast them out. I bind them and I cast them out. I rebuke the spirit of infirmity. There is somebody amongst you, you can't tell what is happening lately. You've been sleeping more than normal. Even when you want to be awake, you just sleep. Wondering, are you sick? Hormonal imbalance, ceased menstrual flow for months. You're wondering what is happening. I speak right now by the finger of the Lord. Be healed! Every symptom dies. The root of the sickness is withers. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Now let's give the Lord a big, big hand. Hold on. Everybody hear me. Go back to your seat. Listen to what I want to say. As you are going back, you are checking your body. The moment you can confirm your healing, come forward. Go back to your seat.
Agbara Ishuda. Nibi ti Jesu pe joba. Agbara Ishuda. Osiyo. Osiyo. Agbara Ishuda. Nibi ti Jesu pe joba.
Now, hear me. While I'm waiting for those, you see your healing is now. Some of you have already confirmed it. Don't sit down. Come to my right hand side. Now, I want us to please stand. If you are under the sound of my voice and you need to give your life to Christ, for some of you, you need to rededicate your life. Please. You have 30 seconds. Rush out now. Don't wait and say, I'm just... Let's get up, church. Let's get up. Let's help them. Wherever you are, let's keep clapping as they come. You either need to give your life to Christ or you need to rededicate your life to Christ. Don't be shy. The one who died for you died naked. Publicly. Don't be shy. Let's keep clapping. Make it louder. It's sounding. Keep clapping. They are still coming. Keep clapping. Don't stop clapping. Don't stop clapping. They are still coming. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me say this to you. If for your sake alone, this meeting was called, and all this money spent was spent, it is more than worth it. Hallelujah. Can we give the Lord a big hand on their behalf? You know Jesus loves you so much. And if you were the only person, you would have still died. That's how much he loves you. Stretch out your hands and say, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart that you came to this world to die for my sins. And that you died. And on the third day, you were resurrected for my justification. I believe that you are the Lord, and I'm confessing that you are the Lord. I receive that life that you give. Amen. Now, look at me. The greatest miracle in the universe has happened whenever you call him Lord. And I want you to celebrate yourselves. Something powerful has happened to you. All right? And now, God has used our daddy to be able to organize this meeting. Right? And I want you to see, is there a team or something? See him and get your details. And then help you with materials that will help you grow. Is that okay? I'm going to personally send you a copy of my new book each. So you can also read it and grow. Okay? God bless you. Please follow him. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Amen. Let me tell you something. I began to pray and ask God for certain manifestation. God said, go back to the old school practice. Never minister without calling altar call. We have morning prayer every day. I call altar call every day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's be seated. Just a minute. Now, if you have confirmed your healing in your body, when after the prayer, run out quickly, run out. You came with headache, stomach, whatever it is. Let's give the Lord a big hand as they come. I like testimonies of healing. Come, don't be shy, don't keep it and say, check. Some of you had lumps, you checked. You see, it's no longer there. Let's keep clapping. Come. You are not encouraging me by clapping. Okay? The moment you have confirmed it, come. Let's keep clapping for them. Wow. Awesome. Please come. Once you have confirmed your healing, come. Healing is God's children's bread. It's your bread. Come. It's your bread. There are more healings that have taken place. Check your body. The moment you can confirm it, run out. Can I have a mic?
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical. Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.